Suncast is brought to you by SunGrow, providing clean power for all. Suncast is also brought to you by Trina Solar.
One of the things that Qcells is really focusing on is thinking about the entire life cycle of our products and thinking about embodied carbon, because we know, of course, the reason we exist is to combat climate change and look at carbon emission reductions. So we want to do that internally as well.
Hey there, Solar Warriors. I'm Nico Johnson, and this is Suncast. Each week, I pull back the veil on the life and business insights of clean tech entrepreneurs building the most noble and impactful companies of our time. I hope what you learn from this conversation is a catalyst for your own growth. So thanks for tuning in, and welcome to our tribe. We're live here on the show floor at RE Plus Northeast in Boston. And I have the chance this morning to sit down with the Director of Sustainability from Qcells, Kelly Wieger. Yesterday, Kelly and Ali Peters from EDF had a session on recyclability of solar panels, which I know many of you are extremely curious about. We're going to talk a bit about the life cycle of a solar panel and some of the things that we don't often think about with regards to the conversation around the embodied carbon and how all the things that we're putting out in the fields actually do contribute to climate change. But there's more than that we have to take into consideration. Kelly, thanks for joining us on the Power Up Live stage.
Glad to be here.
Yesterday's conversation, I'm sure, stirred up a number of questions. Was there anything that came up in the crowd questions at the end that perhaps surprised you around folks' level of understanding of recyclability?
Yeah, I think one of the questions that came up a couple of times was the point about when we have to talk about recycling of panels.
Oh, yeah.
We talk about end of life. It's a term that a lot of people
have got like 30 years to think about that.
Right. Yeah. So folks think that,
that
this is a problem 30 years from now. And the reality is that's true. And we also have a number of other situations where we have to think about recycling a lot sooner than that.
Yeah, like before the plant actually even goes into operation many times.
Absolutely. Yeah. When you're starting up a new plant, there's certainly during that startup period, a lot of waste that's generated. Yeah. And even once you're fully functional and manufacturing, there's still scrap that happens.
Hey, if you're looking for a way to maximize the ROI for your next utility project, I would like to point you to SunGrow's new SG4400 modular inverter. This new innovative solution will reduce capital and operating expenses because it arrives already on a skid with a step-up transformer. It's built using four 1100 kW modules so that if one of them fails, well, the other three keep powering right on through, as the DC and AC protection are completely separate between the modules. You can learn more about this fantastic new product and more at mysuncast.com/sungrow. I just learned yesterday that, and I'm curious if this is true as well in module manufacturing, in a battery plant, up to 50% of what is produced in the first year is waste.
Wow.
50% in a battery plant. So I hadn't thought about the manufacturing process, which Qcells is a clear leader here in the U.S. as a domestic manufacturer, but as well in the field, right? Like what folks don't realize is in the process of shipping modules to site, moving modules around the site, you're doing a 100-megawatt project or bigger, you're going to have dozens of pallets of modules that effectively are casualties of the transportation cycle.
Right.
And you all just announced a partnership last week with SolarCycle. I think that was a pleasant surprise to hear. And I'd love to hear why Qcells is making the commitment that you are to recyclability of the product and why choose SolarCycle.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're really excited about this partnership. We went through an extensive due diligence process looking at a number of different recycling partners that are out there. And as we were doing that, we discovered that the range of options was pretty broad. So there are a lot of companies that see this as an opportunity. The solar industry is growing. They think, hey, I want to get in on this. And some of them are making a good effort, but others are really heads, you know, above the rest.
Yeah.
So when we were exploring our options, SolarCycle stood out to us because they are one of the companies that they come from the solar industry. They have a lot of knowledge about it. And they are truly mission driven to get us closer to a circular economy. So they understand the end goal isn't just landfill diversion, yeah. but we want these really valuable resources to go back into new products.
Sure. You know, a lot of folks would say, well, a solar panel is a solar panel is a solar panel. And we're using solar panels to mitigate climate change. What does it matter what product I choose? Mm-hmm. What answer would you have to that sort of, it's all a commodity, it doesn't matter approach?
I think that's a common thought. But when you really dig into it, not all solar is created equal. Hmm. One of the things that Qcells is really focusing on is thinking about the entire life cycle of our products and thinking about embodied carbon. Because we know, of course, the reason we exist is to combat climate change and look at carbon emission reductions. So we want to do that internally as well. Mm. And that happens everywhere from, if we look at the life cycle, from cradle to gate and cradle to grave. And so we're looking at how we're sourcing materials, how they're being transported, what suppliers we're selecting, what kind of operations we have in our own facilities. And then all the way to end of life recycling, which all of that has different carbon emissions that factor into the embodied carbon of the product.
Yeah. I remember when I was a decade ago working at Trina, we had different metrics that we wanted to make installers and developers aware of that allowed manufacturers who were taking the extra care to not only use appropriate products, but ensure that inappropriate products weren't embedded or embodied in the life cycle of the solar module. Things like the Silicon Valley Toxics Coalition, for example, would allow consumers to really gauge where is this manufacturer in terms of doing what they say they're going to do. Ultra Low Carbon Alliance is one example that many folks are now hearing. Michael and the team are doing a great job there of helping developers understand the embodied carbon of the product, which we all know is being used against us by, also I'll call it the other side of the aisle, or those that wouldn't want to see solar succeed would say, oh, but it actually creates more more waste and carbon than it removes, just farce. What other examples like Ultra Low Carbon Alliance are there for developers to be able to really measure how a supplier is performing with regards to these environmental standards?
Yeah, there's a new standard that's out called EPEAT. Mm. This is a third-party certification. It originally started with electronics, focusing on other things
EPEAT.
Like
EPEAT.
E-P-E-A-T.
E-A-T. Okay, E-P-E-A-T.
Yes.
All right.
And so EPEAT has been around for a long time and is very well established with things like TVs and printers and other types of office equipment. It's relatively new for solar, and EPEAT has just gone through a major revamp where they're adding this low carbon component to
it.
So now, in addition to being able to get a certification at bronze, silver, gold level, in addition to that, there is a low carbon and ultra low carbon option. So we can get certified. And I will say we're in the process of pursuing that certification.
Okay.
It is very challenging. It is very thorough, very robust. And the numbers that they have established for those thresholds for low carbon and ultra low carbon are pretty competitive. And so as EPEAT certification starts to become something that is more commonplace and we see more manufacturers pursuing that, I think that is going to be the gold standard in terms of not having to do endless amounts of due diligence individually,
of course,
company to company. When you see that EPEAT label, it's a no-brainer that somebody else has already gone through every little detail to make sure that we meet all of those criteria.
As we enter into a new era of grid parity, lowering LCOE cost on commercial solar projects has never been more critical. Recently, Trina Solar's TopCon 700-watt Vertex N module was awarded a bankability report by UL Solutions, proving exactly 5.8% reduction in LCOE compared to other N-type modules. Just one more reason Trina Solar is your trusted partner for total solar solutions. Visit mysuncast.com/Trina to see how a Trina Solar Vertex module can save you money today. Hey, pardon the interruption, but I wanted to just let you know how much of an impact you have on Suncast. Yeah, you. Thank you for clicking play. Without you, this show is just me shouting into the void. But there's still people who don't even know about Suncast. I know. I can hardly believe it myself. But that's where you can help me yet again. There's a simple way that you can show some love and help others discover the show. If you cruise over to www.ratethispodcast.com/suncast, I'd love it if you would leave a 5-star rating and enthusiastic review. That's possibly the single kindest thing that you could do for me today. So if the show has helped, inspired, or even entertained you at all, I'd love it if you would head over to ratethispodcast.com/suncast and give me a virtual 2 thumbs up. All right, back to today's episode. If I'm not mistaken, I think First Solar is presently the only manufacturer to have EPEAT. So that's quite an achievement. How long does it take to get an EPEAT certification? It's like a month, I'm sure.
Yeah, I wish. it's a pretty extensive process. And I will say, as we receive a lot of customer sustainability requests and questionnaires and stuff like that, literally every question I've ever been asked about sustainability in our company is addressed in EPEAT.
Wow.
So the depth and the breadth of the certification is no small feat. We've been working on this for almost 2 years, and we're very close to getting certified. We expect to be the first product that is a crystalline product to get certified with EPEAT.
I wanted to ask one more question before I let you go, because Qcells has made such a commitment as a domestic manufacturing partner to the industry. Tell us about it, for those who maybe missed it, the latest announcement of the wafer factory.
Yeah, this is something that we're really very excited about. It's the biggest announcement that has been made in the U.S., $2.5
billion. 2.5. I was like, wow, that's quite a bit bigger. $2.5 billion investment.
Yes, yes. Uh-huh. And so we are building currently, it's under construction,
okay,
a new factory in Cartersville, Georgia, which is going to include wafer manufacturing.
Oh, wow.
Which is a huge thing for the U.S. So we're very, very excited, very committed to the domestic supply chain. But also, this has really amazing ramifications for our future embodied carbon. So our carbon footprint is going to shrink even more when we're able to do that much more work here in the U.S.
Yeah. I don't know how many other wafer fabs there are in the U.S.
There are none, to my knowledge, currently, but there have been some other companies that have made claims after IRA that they were looking at investing.
They will do it.
Yeah. However, I've already heard of some of those that have pulled back and are no longer following through with those plans.
I will look into and maybe even put in the comments if I find anything, whether or not there are other wafer fabs. I'm sure many of you know better than we do about that, but it's a very exciting announcement nevertheless. It is something that is, it's the last mile. It's the first mile technically, but it's the part of the manufacturing process that really is the hardest to reshore, as it were. As you pointed out, we did have wafer fabs here in the U.S. from Hemlock and Wacker back in the day. I sound like I've been in the industry too long. But Qcells once again proving that it is not just an industry leader, but a committed partner to the U.S. domestic solar supply chain. Kelly Wieger is the Director of Sustainability for Qcells, and I'm so glad to have a chance to get to know you and hear more about the commitments that Qcells are making above and beyond the modules that you're bringing to market to ensure that your customers can hit their ESG targets and can do so credibly.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
I hope that you got a lot out of that conversation. And if you are looking for more of these, if you don't want to wait until the next one that we publish in the podcast and you're listening in audio format, I'd encourage you to jump over to our YouTube channel where we've published the conversations that we had live at our Power Up Live stage in Boston. And I would love for you to check it out and the many other wonderful video format of these podcast interviews that we've published on YouTube. You can search at Suncast Media on YouTube. It's easy to find. If you're looking for any of the resources from any of the shows that we feature here on Suncast, you go to mysuncast.com and click on the episode notes, and you'll find all of our links to the guests for each episode, as well as research that we use to help us prepare for that conversation, just like today. I want to thank the sponsors because they help make sure this show is free to you each and every week. The only thing you've got to pay is your attention, and I'm so grateful we still have it. You can go to mysuncast.com forward slash sponsor and find out more about the wonderful companies who help bring Suncast to you free each and every week. That's also how you could find out ways you could partner with us to reach thousands of solar warriors and clean tech champions twice a week, just like they do. And if you're going to be at RE Plus Southeast or Mid-Atlantic, or if you think we should do a Power Up Live stage at one of our of the other regional shows, well, reach out to me and let's have a conversation. If you'd like to sponsor one of these stages, that also is something that I would love to talk to you about. In the meantime, remember, you are what you listen to. Thanks again for showing up, Solar Warrior. It's half the battle.